We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, February 19th. The CU basketball team leaves today for Pullman, Washington, riding a 5-game winning streak, heading into Wednesday night's game at Washington State. After starting Pac-12 conference play with a 2-6 record, the Buffs have moved up to 5th in the league standings. And with 3 of the last 5 games at home, they put themselves in a prime position to finish in the top 4 of the league standings, earning a first-round bye in the Pac-12 conference tournament in Las Vegas here in a few weeks. Now, some coaches don't allow their players to look ahead and think about what might be achieved by the end of the regular season. Head coach Dan Boyle is not one of those coaches.
Not only do we allow them to look at it, yeah. We have a standings board in our locker room.
Okay.
I want them to look at it. I want them to see where we are and who's ahead of us. And I want them to see, okay, boom, we're here 5th. How do we get to 4th? And, you know, it was great, you know, yesterday after the game, I think our manager, whoever's updating that standings board, they were doing it in the locker room, and our players were like, okay, where are we now? Like, so that I want them to be aware of where we are, and we want to compete for championships, and we've put ourselves in a position, you know, again, I don't know what's going to happen with Washington. We got Washington State first. I don't know if Washington can lose 4 more games. I mean, they can, but I don't know if they will. So we don't have control over that. We've got control over what we do against Washington State, and certainly getting in that top 4 and getting that bye in the first round of the tournament would be – I think everybody wants that.
The Buffaloes embark on their final road trip of the regular season beginning tomorrow night at Washington State. Our coverage gets underway at 7:30 with Buffs warm-up, followed by the tip-off between the Buffs and the Cougars at 8 p.m. Mountain Time on the Colorado Basketball Network. Meanwhile, the CU women's basketball team returning to the CU Event Center this week to close out the home season against Washington State and Washington. The Buffs do so coming off a weekend in which they dropped 2 games on the road at Arizona State and Arizona, a week in which they got point guard Kennedy Leonard back after missing 10 games with a foot injury, but lost fellow senior guard Alexis Robinson to a leg injury. Head coach J.R. Payne.
We've actually been playing really good basketball. Last weekend to, you know, play UCLA to 4 points and
right.
Then beat SC. We're playing so well and going, okay, Kennedy's back next weekend. We're gonna keep growing, and then we're going to insert our leading scorer and our – And just finish strong. But, you know, it just is what it is. You know, Lexi's out for now. We're hoping to get her back as soon as possible. The worst part of it is a senior, you know, going into senior weekend. Yeah. And she is by far playing the best basketball of her career. So, we're hopeful that we can get her back and If not, the games keep coming.
The Buffs open up the weekend homestand on Friday, hosting the Washington Huskies at 7 o'clock. Sophomore Hedda Bongman took second place in the Women's Classic sprint races, and the University of Colorado ski team slipped from first to third in tight team standings on Monday at the Alaska Anchorage Invitational, with races taking place at Kincaid Park. Aside from Bongman's runner-up finish, the Buffs had two top 10 finishes, both in the men's race, with freshman Eric Dengaroo taking sixth and senior Oliver Alev taking seventh. Monday's races are the only sprint races of the season on the collegiate circuit. The CU women's golf team, meanwhile, is currently in fifth place at the Rebel Beach Invitational, as play was suspended due to darkness yesterday. The Buffs finished play on Monday with a 23-over 587 at the Spanish Trail Country Club. Arizona has the lead as the Wildcats shot a 7-over 490. Play will start on Tuesday, 9:30 Mountain Time. As soon as the second round is finished, round three will commence. Most teams still have a couple of players yet to finish up the second rounds. And after upending then number 14 Virginia Tech, the CU lacrosse team swept the Pac-12 Conference Player of the Week honors as sophomore Eliza Cahill was named the Defensive Player of the Week and senior Miranda Stinson was selected the Offensive Player of the Week. And finally, tragic news in Buff Nation as former CU football player T.J. Cunningham died Monday at the age of 46 following an altercation Sunday with another man over a parking spot. Cunningham played football for CU from 1992 to 1995. He was a sixth-round draft pick by the Seattle Seahawks in 1996. Most recently, he'd been an assistant principal at Hinckley High School in Aurora. Once again, former Buffalo T.J. Cunningham, dead at the age of 46. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.